South Africa's Centre for Risk Analysis says the climate in the country now is similar to what it was in the late 1980s and early 1990s. Volatile, with extremely low economic growth, political disillusionment, and security forces that seem unable to maintain law and order. Then, says Director Frans Cronier, after the country's first democratic elections in 1994, Nelson Mandela dedicated his administration to economic pragmatism. It didn't go into debt to fund social welfare, for example. His successor, Thabo Mbeki, was equally conservative, and 13 years into power, says Cronier, the ANC ran a budget surplus. Employment rates were rising.
Government debt levels were cut in half, and despite that and the fiscal prudence, we rolled out as a country the most expansive social welfare system of any emerging market that did a lot of good to raise the basic living standards of poor people. And what was at the core of that? Of course, there were.
Cronier says Mandela and Mbeki realized that for South Africa to grow, it needed to draw high levels of investment. Things weren't perfect, he says, but both administrations used investment revenues to lift people out of poverty.
In 2004, a decade after Mandela had led the ANC to freedom and victory, under Mbeki, the ANC was 6 percentage points stronger than it had been under Mr. Mandela. And the reason was that it was getting it right, and life was improving and getting better for almost all South Africans. The party threw that away.
At the ANC's conference in 2007, it rejected Mbeki as its leader in favor of Jacob Zuma. The following year, Zuma was elected president. And so began almost a decade of what some South Africans describe as its darkest days in the democratic era. The Zuma administration allegedly looted anti-poverty programs and state enterprises of billions of dollars. South Africa plunged into massive debt. Government companies and municipalities went bankrupt. The party ousted Zuma in early 2018, and Cyril Ramaphosa became president. He and the party promised reforms, some which happened, but unemployment, inequality, and poverty continue to soar. Cronier says as a result, there'll be further outbreaks of public violence in the years to come. But he argues that South Africa's future isn't as bleak as many now think. He predicts that the country, just like in 1994, will eventually choose democracy over anarchy.
And my call to clients over the recent past, I mean, that would be a couple of years, has been, I think the ANC is going to lose an election. And I think it could lose in 2024. And if it doesn't lose in 2024 and we maintain the basic trappings of being a democracy, I cannot see that the ANC will have a national majority over South Africa by the end of the 2020s. And that's partly, of course, our intuition and experience.
An ANC loss at the polls, says Cronier, will ignite reform.
The ANC defeat will be the catalyst for the emergence of a new political movement, an echo of the gear era of Mandela and Mbeki. South Africa will, led by this new group, recover strongly through the 2030s to become one of the world's most exciting emerging markets. This ends for the ANC perfectly democratically.
Cronier's often criticized in South Africa for so-called Afro-pessimism and conservatism. So, he says, when someone like him goes out on a limb to forecast a bright future for a nation that's just endured its biggest explosion of public violence in its democratic history, he should be taken seriously. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.